We welcome to the show Senator Ryan Fazio. And Senator Fazio is the representative for Connecticut's 36th district. It includes Greenwich, Stamford, and New Canaan. He is here today, though, to talk about some news that certainly happened over the weekend and give you the heads up about something happening later this month, all coming back to electricity. Senator Fazio is the ranking senator on the Energy and Technology Committee here in our state. Senator Fazio, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to first start with the most recent news that happened just days ago. UI's prices went up, and customers can expect at least a $10 increase on average per month. And it seemed like it was a pretty abrupt decision by Pura, but maybe it wasn't. And so I wanted to get your take on this, because as you can imagine, I've heard from a lot of Fairfield County residents who use UI, and we're pretty shocked to see that starting this past weekend, November 1st, their bills were going to go up again.
Yes, it's extremely frustrating because it only adds insult to injury for UI customers, just like Eversource customers are accustomed to as well. It's a raise on top of electric rates that are already the third highest in the country. We remember that there was a draft decision for this UI case with a lower reimbursement, and it was lower than the final decision was lower than what the utility had desired, but it was higher than the draft decision. So it's another increase that adds insult to injury for Connecticut residents who are paying the third highest electric bills in the nation, third only to Hawaii and California. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just more evidence that the decision making on a statewide basis, especially with regard to state policy, is failing Connecticut residents. And you're going to get some months and some periods where rates go up and rates go down, even in an environment where we have good policy. But in Connecticut, it seems like the ratchet only goes in one direction. It only ever goes up. And I think we need significant change on a statewide basis in order to change that.
So, Senator Fazio, I had mentioned when the news first broke, and I actually had AARP on the show to talk about this, and we knew the prices were going to go up for UI customers. I thought it was kind of alarming that Pura, the new commissioners for Pura, who are there on an interim basis until they're approved in February, that these decisions were sort of made 9-10 days into them being in these new roles. And my understanding was actually some of the key roles, including the interim chair right now, had to recuse himself from voting and approving what is, again, an increase for UI customers. I thought that was really surprising. And I didn't know if you had any take on that. It seems like there's very bipartisan support and excitement that Pura is being focused on, just having a full board, for example, because it hasn't been that case in quite some time. But this seemed like a very, like I said, maybe it wasn't abrupt, but it felt sort of like sticker shock for a lot of people who are like, wait, what? So they decided this on a Tuesday and it's starting on Saturday? I mean, it just seemed a lot to process. And then when you look at the fact that all the Pura commissioners did not vote on this. Some of them actually removed themselves from the vote or didn't even feel confident enough to vote on it. It did seem very sudden, and I didn't know if you could comment on that.
Listen, we haven't really gotten answers as to whether the state government, the attorney general, was highly confident whether two Pura commissioners could rule on a case or not. There'd been kind of a back and forth in public about whether people thought that there could be two Pura commissioners ruling on a case, especially of this importance or not. My reading of the plain letter of the law kind of said to me that maybe it was possible, but there wasn't sort of an official answer until this case. And just for the context of your listeners, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, which regulates and sets rates in Connecticut for utilities, is by state law required to have 5 members. It says that in the state law that the governor shall appoint 5 members of this Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. And for 6 years since that law was in place, the governor has, up until just a couple of weeks ago, never appointed 5 members. There's only been 3 members, and that's despite the fact that I and other members of the legislature, including probably a couple Democrats, have insisted that the governor appoint 5. Well, it took really chaos of the last chairwoman stepping down in order to get him to finally do that. And I think it's to the disservice of the general public that, first of all, you have a governor who wouldn't follow the law on such an important topic. But this is exactly why he should have followed the law over the last 5-6 years when he was ignoring it, because it could lead to this horrible scenario where two people are making a multi-billion dollar decision for the entire state, one of whom is new and one of whom is out the door, basically. I mean, that's not
right.
An exaggeration.
Because one of them that voted on it is actually on an interim basis. He tried to retire, but he couldn't because there weren't enough people. So that you're exactly correct. He is not going to be part of this group that would get the approval in February by the legislature. You're correct. He voted on this. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And David, Arconti, the other one, the other commissioner is brand new. So, you know, a multi-billion dollar decision that's not on them, the two of them, that's on the governor, who should have always appointed. It's not like we just figured out that he was legally required to appoint five members. We've been saying it for years. This puts the state at risk. It makes decisions on a very, very narrow basis between just a couple of individuals. There's a reason the law says five members. And all of us have an obligation, especially in government, to follow the law. And this is why you do that, because it puts the state at risk when you only have two people put in such a bad position, making multi-billion dollar decisions for the entire state. And look what we have here. We have another increase in electric rates in the end.
We're chatting with State Senator Ryan Fazio, who is also the ranking senator on the Energy and Technology Committee. And we were just talking about a major decision PURA made last week in regards to UI's prices going up. And they did. Starting November 1st, they went up. And something else is happening later this month that we wanted to bring your attention to. So the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, also known as PURA, is planning to issue a final decision on November 19th on the proposed sale of Aquarion Water Company. Really quick, Senator Fazio, the Cliff Notes version of this. Why has this been so controversial? We've had a lot of bipartisan, I'd say, outrage from local officials in Fairfield County in particular. I know I had actually a combined interview last year with the late Bill Gerber of Fairfield, as well as Monroe's first selectman, Terry Rooney, and Shelton's mayor, Mark Loretti. All of them, even though they come from different political backgrounds, in agreement that this is not a good idea, the way they want to sell it. So could you talk to people just about the controversy around this?
Yeah, so the context is this. We all know that Aquarion is the water utility that serves most of us in Western Connecticut. And its parent company for the past, you know, decade or so has been Eversource. And Eversource is looking to sell the company. And so they're putting it out to bid. And all of a sudden, there was this proposal during the special session of the legislature last summer. We'd never heard about it before, but 2 days before the special session, it came to light that there was going to be a new statute passed as part of that special session to allow the South Central Regional Water Authority, which is basically the quasi-governmental water utility of New Haven County, to amend its charter under the state law to expand and acquire other water utilities, which is basically meant for them to be able to acquire Aquarion. This is something that no one had ever spoken about or debated or entertained in the legislature in previous years. It's something we found out about, at least I found out about, and most legislators found out about, to say nothing of the mayors and the first selectmen, in years of previous discussions and debates in the legislature. And it was rammed through in a 50-page piece of legislation in just one special session. Well, now we see why, because they are actually the winning bidder in the acquisition of Aquarion. And now that is going through the PURA approval process. I have submitted testimony, as have many first selectmen and mayors in Western Connecticut, urging PURA, if they are legally allowed to reject it. My concern is that PURA might not have that much legal authority on this basis. This was a, I think, very much a failure of the governor and the legislative leadership who rammed through this proposal in the middle of the night without any public hearings or consultation of the general public. I think Lamont even at one point indicated he might regret that decision. But this is just, you know, another case of, you know, some people doing things without public oversight and other people being asleep at the wheel. And it ultimately will cost us, I think, in higher utility rates, because the South Central Water Authority has a higher cost structure than Aquarion, and their rates in that region are 50% higher than Aquarion's. PURA won't be regulating these rates. Plus, we know the governing board of the authority, even though Aquarion has more customers, is going to have more representation for the South Central Water Authority. This stinks. It's a horrible deal. I said it at the time, and there's been insignificant oversight, and towns and cities all across Western Connecticut are going to suffer because of the failures of the governor and the legislature.
I am surprised that this passed, Senator Fazio, because my understanding, as I mentioned, at just the local level, there are Democrats who were not for this, did not think this was a good deal. But on top of that, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are people who oppose this. Major entities that I would think sort of politically align with the governor and the majority in Hartford, I mean, such as the attorney general. And you know, even more than that, forget politics for a second, but major entities that have sounded the alarm, the Department of Public Health, for example, Save the Sound. And again, I know those are not political offices, but those are major entities who have gotten support and certainly have had, I think, a platform of importance in the state made important by people like Governor Lamont. They oppose this. So I'm kind of surprised we got to this point where it's just down to one more entity left to give it the thumbs up.
Yeah, well, the leadership of the state legislature and the governor passed this into law that made it possible. And they should be held accountable for their decision, because even Democratic first selectmen and mayors, as you said, have objected. Even other kind of neutral bodies have objected. It's not just me. I hope I'm wrong, as is often the case. I hope I'm wrong when I'm critical of the decisions made by the top leadership of this state. But too often, it seems like our worst concerns are proven to be true time and time again. And I'm concerned that this will be as well. I hope the South Central Regional Water Authority does a better job. But the fact is that their rates are 50% higher than the Aquarion regions. And, you know, as much as they can say, well, the cost structure won't bleed into the Aquarion operation, You know, I have a difficult time hanging my hat on that. And again, you know, this is not something new. We constantly see decisions being imposed upon our towns and cities and residents by the governor and legislature with little oversight. I'm fearful that this next special session on housing and zoning and local control will be similar, where there's little public input before a major piece of legislation is imposed on residents in Connecticut. I mean, people did not vote for this. People did not, when they put these people in office, they did not vote for decisions like this Aquarion decision. They are not voting for decisions like more local control of decision-making being taken away from their towns and cities. And yet we end up with it in the end through middle of the night deals with little public oversight and input and debate. We can do so much better than this in Connecticut. It doesn't have to be this way.
And as far as this November 19th decision is concerned, you and other lawmakers, specifically with the GOP, have said to the public, you know, if you don't like this, if you think that this sounds like a deal that needs to be vetted more and we need to get more information and more voices at the table, simply make sure your voice is heard. You can send an email directly to pura.executivesecretary@ct.gov and reference docket number 25-04-03. Don't worry, I will give you all that information on our website, voiceofct.com. It's going to be attached to Senator Fazio's podcast. But again, make sure your voice is heard. It's one thing that we keep talking about. You know, we've got a general election where you can have your voice heard at your municipal level. And with something like this that would impact so many people in Connecticut, if you feel like you need to have your voice heard and say that this doesn't seem like we're doing this the right way, then say something. Don't just sit and hope somebody else does it for you. And again, I'll give you all that information on our website, voiceofct.com. Senator Ryan Fazio, I want to thank you so much for sounding the alarm about it, talking about it here on the show, and we'll certainly see what happens. Thank you so much for giving us the time always on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me.
You're very welcome. That is Senator Ryan Fazio, again, ranking senator on the Energy and Technology Committee. And again, that vote by PURA is supposed to happen on November 19th. So I will give you the email again in the docket number, but we will also put it on our website. Send an email to pura.executivesecretary@ct.gov, reference docket number 250403 in the subject line. Again, you can go to our website, voiceofct.com, to get all those specifics if you want to get involved.